The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.
A very good morning to you and welcome to The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. Hello, my friends.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How is everybody?
Besides melting in our chairs, I think we're okay.
I know, it's a bit warm. Last week was freezing. Do you remember that?
Oh, my goodness.
This week it's like so hot. I'm dying.
It's ridiculously hot out there. But we're okay.
But it's been changing a lot.
You guys look amazing.
I got up at 5 o'clock. I was on ETV Sunrise this morning, and it was actually quite chilly. And now I'm just sweating. I'm so hot. I can't. Ugh. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, we need to open a window in here, I feel. Hey, because there's just too much hotness. Duncan shaking his head. It was a bit cheesy, was it, Duncan?
You're listening to The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. Jason Funberg, Jen Su, and Nikita Camacho keeping you company through the next hour. And we've got some hunks on the way. Yeah, they're on the way.
The one sitting there?
Yeah.
Daniel, he's waiting to...
Daniel Barron. He's coming in. He's going to be coming in studio with us soon. Also, Chris Jafta. Both very hunky. Ooh, nice.
Ooh,
you
see.
Hello. Sure, I'm now brightened up for the morning. But we had quite a week.
Wow, it was a week.
H&M.
H&M, yeah. That a lot of people weren't impressed with that launch. I don't know why.
I think it was quite a divide. I think it was a divide. Some people loved it. Some people hated it. I know some music came out and he didn't enjoy it. And he actually compared it to the Red Hanger sale. Ooh. And I was like, ooh, that's a bit bitchy.
Although I thought he looked happy. He was hanging around with Bonang and they were, you know, prancing around looking at all the Balmain.
You got your photo with them.
I did. Actually, Bonang looked beautiful. She wore a very beautiful pink sparkly Balmain gown. And I thought it was nice. I had a great time. And you know what? I have to say, it's nice to see South African events with that kind of red carpet.
Yeah.
It's that really beautiful, bright red carpet that extends on every inch of every part of the carpet. And one thing about events in South Africa and in other countries that I've noticed is sometimes you'll take the picture at the board there and then your feet are standing on tiles, you know, tiles from the shopping center or something like that. And it's actually really nice. They just have a full-on red carpet everywhere. Like when you go to Cannes, it's full on. Every inch is just red carpet. And it's really, really nice to see that. I thought, you know, it went quite well. I had a great time.
We did some shopping as well, Nikita and I, because we didn't
see
you. There were so many people.
I didn't see you guys. There were a whole lot of friends I didn't see. It was strange, but there were a lot of people there.
Yeah, they were. They were.
Yeah, we did lose each other for a little while. Like Jason would go to that side and I'll be at the other side and I'll be like, don't worry, I'll find you. And I'd come back with a bigger bag.
So how much shopping did you do, Nikita? Did you do some damage?
Oh, it wasn't too bad. It was only about 5 items I walked away with. But the Balmain, I was very disappointed that like flew off the shelf. I stood there and I said to Jason, it's supposed to be
you. What? And you didn't get it? You guys were in there before I was. I arrived late and I got Balmain. I got 2 dresses.
Yeah, see. I think we missed the second like reload of the stock because I stood there and he's like, but what's wrong? I'm like, it's supposed to be here.
I must tell you, you hear Nikita's impersonation of how disappointed she was. Let me tell you, Leanne Dlamini, you know Leanne. She was like a little child who didn't get candy at the candy store. She
really?
Was so disappointed. She's like, I was outside doing interviews and then I came back and the dress that I wanted wasn't available.
She should have grabbed it before doing
Leanne, exactly. You see, priorities.
Keep it in your hands.
What are you trying to do? Interviews or are you trying to get fashionable? Because you got to look good in your interviews, you know what I mean?
I would get the dress.
So she lost out. She lost out.
The dresses were very reasonably priced, I must say, especially for the attention to detail. It was quite impressive. I think, though, they're going to give the rest of Diamond Walk in that area a bit of a run for their money.
But also, I think a lot of people should kind of not go there for a bit. If you don't want to be seen wearing the same outfit as someone else.
Well, that's the thing, okay? So I got this very sparkly gown. I'm thinking, now when am I going to wear this dress? Because I'm very worried I'm going to get there and someone else will be wearing the same dress.
Fashion faux pas, number one.
And in all my years of socializing, I have never worn the same dress as someone else.
Well, don't let this be the first time. Please, Jen. So what else was happening this weekend? I'll tell you where I was, first of all. I was in Sun City doing another triathlon, as I do. Hot out
there.
But the weather was incredible. You know, there's a lot going on there, and you can just feel, whenever I go to Sun City, I feel that like festive season coming around. You know, there's the families there, they're doing a lot of renovations. I know there's plans for days for Sun City next year. It's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be lots of fun.
And how did you do? Did you, you biked how long? How far?
I did 1.5 swim, 40 kilometer cycle, and a 10K run. And
whoa.
I came third
so
in my
that
age group.
Was like a, so that was like an Ironman.
Not quite Ironman, but it was half of half Ironman, put it that way.
Wow.
So
getting some practice in there.
Yeah, I am. And I did well. I missed my moment on the podium, Jen. I got a medal. I came third in my age group, and I just wasn't there
That's
to accept
impressive.
It.
That's still impressive. Extremely. Very good.
So that well was, done. Yeah, that was my weekend.
And Nikita, what did you do?
Oh, no, it was actually quite busy. There's, I don't know, everybody is trying to get like events going or trying to see everybody before they go away for the holiday. So I had to go and act like a wag on the Friday evening. I did.
A wag? So who's the lucky guy?
Oh, no, my hubby is a hockey player. So he had to go and do this whole, I don't know, dinner presentation and prize giving, and he won his award, and I sit there, sit pretty, and do my little clap. So that was my evening.
It's very rare for me to see you kind of just, you know, taking the backseat to someone else. You are always out there in the forefront.
Yeah, it's so. The only time. I think it's the only time he gets to shine, Shane.
Oh, whoosh him. Whoosh him. Jen, what did you get up to?
I went to Cape Town, flew down on Saturday for the Centrin Pink Polo. It was so much fun. Went right down to Parel. And in fact, Lady Nam, who was with us the other week, she came down. There was, you know, Denzel Jacobs and Jasna Zellerhoff, and then Rake Niertling and Sahar Binyaz, the hot couple of the moment in SA.
Okay.
And they're getting married next year in Val d'Avis in Parel.
Very nice.
That's where it was held. And Leanne Liebenberg and Nikki van der Valt were there. We had Peter Eckier Symes, Liesel van der Westhuizen.
Sure.
And all kinds of fun celebs. They were all there hanging out. It was a lot of fun, I
so
must say.
Cape Town came out and it's in their numbers, eh?
And it was great. Another opportunity to wear crazy hats.
And
but
you
I'm
love
thinking
those,
about
yeah.
wearing, yeah, I'm going to wear a crazy hat, I think, tomorrow for my book launch.
Please do.
Please. We haven't seen you in a crazy one for
I
quite
know,
a while.
I know.
So you're excited? Because can I touch it?
You can. In fact, you are actually the first guy.
Oh.
Even before Gareth Cliff, to see my actual book.
I'm honored.
I know.
And it's just the perfect size. It's like iPad mini
it's,
size.
It's exactly so the size of your palm. It's good, huh?
There you go. Excuse me, I'll be back in an hour.
I mean, I haven't even had a chance to actually look into it because I had to sign all the books for the launch and I signed them yesterday already. So that took like 2 hours. And so I just did that, which is good because... You know, a lot of times you go to these book signings and the person will sit there at the table and they'll just sign books for like 3 hours. They don't talk to anybody. They're just sitting there signing books.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be doing that. I want to socialize.
Oh, well, that's exactly what the book's about.
I'm going to have a party. Exactly.
Yeah, you've got to build your personal brand.
Right. And go out and have fun. Yeah. And so, you know.
Are you going to be drinking bubbly to
I
celebrate?
I definitely am. We've got three big bars going. I've got GH Mum doing the champagne. I've got Absolute Elix. I've got Chivas Regal. I've got Norman Goodfellas, Fleur de Cap doing the wines. We've got 42 cases of wines coming in. I've got like a huge amount of champagne. Yeah, I've got a huge amount of catering. I just ordered another 10 waiters to come in and help serve food. And we're going to have a red carpet. And I'm going to perform a little bit. And Gareth Cliff is emceeing.
Awesome. How do you feel? How are you feeling? Because... Like you're rattling off about waiters and champagne and wine, but how are you feeling? I mean, this is your story in the palm of my hands.
Yeah, I have a lot of mixed feelings. I'm excited in many ways, but I'm also a little scared. I'm nervous, but you know, I've always been scared of failure, and starting over so many times has been difficult. And building that personal brand, and of course, you know, you always have to worry about. What are people going to think when they read it? And I am nervous about it. But I suppose if you never try, you never know.
Exactly.
And if I never tried this book and tried to do it, I just, you know, I really wanted to challenge myself. And that was my big project for this year. So, you know, I hope that you will enjoy it. And you both are mentioned in there, in the book.
Jen.
Aww. Yeah. Get emotional. Stop here. It.
So.
Yeah, I'm holding it together. I'm not looking at you.
Oh, man.
No, man. Okay. This is amazing.
Anyway, enough gushing.
It's going to be an amazing event, Jen. I think.
Thank you. And the hashtag is Stutterford's Jen Sue. Okay. Just had to get that in there.
So how many people are expected tomorrow?
We're going to get at least 200. I have more than 200 amazing. RSVPs. We have a lot of celebrities. We've got a lot of camera crews coming through, and it should be a really fun event. You know, I actually am very honored because there are so many people who've come to the table. When I said, you know, a long time ago I was going to do this event, and a lot of people have said, absolutely, tell me when, where, I'm giving you my full support, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Amazing how people turn out.
Eh? Yeah.
So, and that's exactly what it's about, you know. You should be very proud. So I can't wait to read it. I can't wait to be at the launch tomorrow night. And we'll find out more details and we'll report back next week right here on The Buzz.
Excellent.
But should we go to some music and then
Absolutely.
Get Daniel Barron in studio?
Yeah, and we've got Daniel Barron coming in. We want to hear all about his latest projects right here on The Buzz.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Chocolat. It's Mikasa right here on The Buzz and Cliff Central.
Yeah,
nice
actually, Jay something. He's doing his Kraft Parkhurst tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Started taking over morning, the restaurant. Yeah.
Everybody's taken over in November, hey?
Indeed.
Are you ready to take over, Daniel?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, it's great to be here today.
Yeah, well, welcome to The Buzz.
Thank you.
You've been here before, though.
I have.
Yes.
Yeah.
You played for us the last time you were here.
You know what? I don't know if I've ever been interviewed by you guys I'm not sure, actually. Yeah, I can't remember.
Also, I'm not sure. I don't think so. But you've been on Cliff Central.
I have been on Cliff Central a couple of times. Yeah, yeah.
So well, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Feels like a home to me. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you've been really, really busy. I think let's get Idols out of the way.
Okay.
It's always got to get done. You performed on Idols this season.
Yes. Yeah.
Your new single.
I did perform my new single "Satellites" on the season, and yeah, it was. It's always such a cool atmosphere to go back and play one of my own original songs, and also to get invited back onto the stage. You know, it's always an honor, you know. Also to give advice to the guys and to the contestants and stuff.
Do you still shit off when you perform in front of Gareth or Nighty and Randall?
No, I wouldn't say so. Hey. You kind of feel a little bit more sort of accepted, or you feel like you've kind of made it in a way when you get asked to come back and perform as a guest, you know. Randall, I don't know if I still don't think Randall likes me. Whenever I'm singing,
does Randall like anybody?
Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. So I always when I start the song, because it's happened a couple of times when I've been a guest a couple of times on Idols, and when I perform my track, I always look at him, and he's always like sort of like looking around. He doesn't really give a damn.
Yeah, looking for satellites.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice that you still get to give back and that you are still part of it, because essentially it launched you.
It did.
And
it
so
did.
Long ago, hey? How many years ago is that?
2009. It was a while back, and I think a lot of my fans now don't actually realize that I was on Idols, you know. So it's cool in a way because I've sort of created my own identity.
Yeah.
But then again, I always thank them and thank that platform for putting me on the map in the first place, you know. Yeah.
I just can't believe that was 2009.
I still remember, actually. I think that was, I saw you in Idols. I saw you a few times, actually.
Awesome. Yeah. I was 18 years old at the time. Yeah, it was a while
back. You were still at school and head boy, weren't you?
Yes.
You've come a long way, sir.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get my Periscope going, because I know you've got fans for days who want to see you in studio. So let's get this going.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
So, and what kind of advice do you give to, you know, these idols, the contestants and finalists?
Well, the greatest advice that you can give to them is, you know, just enjoy yourself. It's an opportunity. It's an a life experience. So it's not the end of the world if you get kicked off the show, or if you don't get as many votes or whatever. Just have a good time. And I think if you take it too seriously, then it's. I'm not saying screw around or whatever and mess. Sort of don't take it seriously, but it's, if you don't make it to the top, it doesn't matter. You know, you can still make it in the industry. And I mean, I got voted off at top 9 stage, and I made it to a decent point, but you know, I could still create a career, and I mean, the work kind of just started when I got kicked off, type thing. So I could still work
right.
hard.
Well, you used your platform. You knew how to leverage it properly, and well done to you.
Thank you.
Because you see, that's what Jen's book's about. So we can all read it. It's about becoming,
building
a brand.
I'm so excited to read this. Yeah. No, it's really
awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
all
of you have built your brands very well. I mean, Daniel, you've done so much, and Jason and Nikita. But I think, you know, it's a good reference guide, and it's good to see it from all different angles. You know,
awesome.
Everybody has our different challenges. But just now, I actually am taking your advice to heart, because I've also gotten a little bit too involved in all of this. And I think actually I do need to take a step back and say, I'm going to really enjoy that moment tomorrow.
It's important to just enjoy the experience.
And have fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because all in all, we've had plenty of ups and downs. I've had quite a few dramas, which I don't need to go into. But you always have dramas as well. I mean, in this industry, it's so up and down.
It is, and it's so unpredictable. And I think partly that's why I'm in the industry, because I love every day is a surprise. You know, every day is something different. You wake up and you get a call from someone overseas that asks you to write a song for a film, or you wake up and there's nothing to do and you can just chill out the whole day, type thing. So it's kind of all over the place. And I do it for the music in the end, and I suppose you do it for your passion as well. So. Mm-hmm.
But speaking about your projects and doing it for the music, you've got a new project that you're working on, which is why we wanted you to come into studio, because it's quite exciting.
It is very exciting. It's completely different. It's a collaboration with a group called Adam. It's an Afrikaans group, but they've now sort of started singing English tracks. So they're a band, three guys, and we got together and started writing some tracks, and we wrote the first song last year, released it earlier this year, and it was a collaboration. So we released it under Daniel Barron and Adam, and the song was called Say What You Want, and it went to number one all over the country. And we didn't expect it to move mountains like it did.
Yeah.
So we decided to release an EP.
Okay.
And Universal signed the EP, and we've now just released it. It's all over it's in stores and it's on iTunes, and it's a six track. It's like a mini album type thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So and the new single is called How.
Okay.
And that's the one that you guys have. Yeah.
We are gonna play it. Yeah. We're gonna play sort it out now.
Awesome.
But I mean, getting into studio with these guys, what was that like? Because it's a different.
It's completely
it's a different environment, a different space.
It's completely different. You know, I'm used to, as a singer, songwriter, I'm used to being in studio on my own, writing my own stuff, producing my own stuff, all on my own. And when I sat with the guys and we started co-writing, it's a whole new experience. And I started realizing that the minute you start sort of almost collaborating to two or three minds of different creativity, it explodes.
Yeah.
And you can come out with some incredible stuff. So yeah, the new song I'm really excited about, and it's already started charting around the country. And it's also quite cool because it's separate from my solo career, but I've still got my name on it, which is cool.
Well, should we give it a listen?
Definitely.
Yeah,
I
awesome.
Want to have a listen.
Do you want to intro it?
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Hey, this is Daniel Barron, and you're listening to Cliff Central, and this is my new single with the guys from Adam, and it's called How.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Do you still get that like those butterflies in your stomach when you hear your song playing on the radio?
Absolutely, every time. You know, I remember the first time I heard one of my songs on the radio. It was like about 4 or 5 years ago, and obviously we went crazy and we had a party and stuff. But still, if I'm in the car and I switch to switching stations, or I take a CD out or whatever, and then I hear my song, it's surreal. Completely surreal.
Because some people just switch off completely. They're like, oh, I can't hear myself.
Yeah, like I don't want to actually hear themselves or hear their voice. So you don't have that. So you actually...
I don't.
not, I don't want to say like you're your own groupie or type of thing, that you just relish in it and you enjoy it.
Yeah, it's because it's obviously it's a whole process from when I thought of the song, from the first time I was sitting at the piano and then I actually wrote it, to being in studio recording it and then hearing it on the radio. It's like
almost your child.
Yeah, you've sent him out there and then you hear it on the radio and it's amazing. It's like you get this feeling of accomplishment, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a great song. So nice.
Thank
work.
You.
Good
Thanks
work.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
Love it. So tell us about your plans at the moment. I know you're extremely busy.
Yes. So obviously November gets really busy with corporate season and NGO functions. And so I try and stay in Joburg for a lot of that. Obviously there are some shows and stuff in Cape Town and as well. But the other day we had two shows on, it was like two nights ago, we had two shows and I had to open the show, go to the travel like half an hour to another venue, play, and then go back to the previous show and close the show.
No way.
It's a bit crazy. Yeah.
That is crazy.
It would be useful if we had a helicopter or something. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, corporates, but yeah, it would be.
Those corporates
That's
need to
true.
Be paying
Just
a lot now.
Come on. Yeah, they can make an arrangement for you.
Uber.
That would be
Uber
awesome.
Cape Town.
Oh, yeah,
they're
Uber Chopper.
Yes, I heard that, yeah. Yeah, so I do a lot of corporates now in November. And then, I do, as we were saying just now, I write a lot of songs for motivational purposes, for conferences and stuff. And it sounds crazy as me being a singer-songwriter sort of rocker type person sitting in sort of boardroom meetings with CEOs having them tell you their goals that they want put into a song, you know, and it's really cool. It's out of the ordinary, but I love sort of motivating people.
So you don't suit up and go and, you know, like
sometimes
them.
I do. Sometimes okay. I do, just to sort of tone it down a bit.
Okay.
Tell them I'm kind of serious about this type of thing.
Because your look is very interesting as well. I remember seeing you on Idols. You had those like really weird but funky glasses on.
Yeah, I like to change it up a bit, and I've got a lot of influences like from guys, you know, people that sort of broke boundaries in the music industry. I mean, Michael Jackson, Elton John, the guys that really sort of dressed out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to copy them, but I've got this sort of my latest solo album is called Apollo, and it's like this whole space age theme, and that's why I was wearing these like sort of space age robo type glasses.
Were they custom designed?
We got them from overseas. Yeah,
oh, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
So yeah, I do. I'm quite involved with the whole sort of fashion or sort of stylistic side of appearance stuff as well, you know. So
well, appearance is everything.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It is
part of the whole brand. It's part of the whole package. So you have
Absolutely.
To put your message out, not just the way you like the way you sing or just the way you present yourself. You have to look the look.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree 100%. And then it's got to fit with the music obviously as well. But, you know, yeah, it's as you say, it's really important. And to even when you in everyday like you go to the mall or whatever, you go to the shop, or it's important to dress like you would dress on stage as well, you know, and because that's me, you know.
Yes.
So look, sometimes I'll
we want to see those crazy outfits on social media. How do we follow you on social media?
It's I'm on Twitter at @DanielBaron_, and then on Facebook as well. You can like my official fan page, and yeah, I love responding to questions and messages from fans and stuff. And yeah, I think that's very important as well in this day and age where you can connect with your fans. Mm-hmm. It's important, you know. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I'm Daniel Baron, right here on The Buzz. Looking forward to your tour in 2016.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
and
I
next
really
time you need to come and perform.
I would
Bring
love
the
to.
Piano or
Absolutely.
The keyboard and just come and hook it up.
We'll hook up a grand piano in here. How's
wow.
that?
Wow, that'll be nice. We'll just sit in the corner there. It's fine. We don't mind that.
With those
piano.
Funky glasses as well from
awesome.
Overseas. And
awesome.
Just bring us a pair as well, because I think I could rock those glasses as well.
Awesome.
We'll see you at the book launch tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. Yes, and absolutely. Jen, all the best for that.
Thank you so much. But wow, Daniel Barron, so great to have you again on The Buzz right here on Cliff Central. Coming up, we've got Chris Jafter in studio.
Ready?
He's going to tell us all about Sleeping Beauty, the pantomime. That's right here on The Buzz.
Welcome back to The Buzz. I'm Nikita Camacho here with Jen Sue, Jason Von Berg, and that was Black Coffee, I'll Find You. Now in studio we have Chris Jafter.
What's happening, guys? What's up, Stoop?
He is the hot man in studio at the moment.
Stop it, I like
it. Yeah, geez, I'm a bit of chopped liver now.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say something, but then, you know what, I just decided to leave it
there. Jason's getting jealous. Look at him. He's getting jealous.
Jace, you get attention all the time from these girls, man.
I'll share with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But Chris has some, you know, serious titles to him. Chris Jafter was Cosmo's sexiest. He was Sowetan's sexiest. Men's Health, also in fourth place. He came in the top 5 in the presenter search on 3. I mean, he's got, you know, he's got serious credentials.
You got creds.
Yo, you know what? It is what it is. I'm grateful for every opportunity. It's definitely helped sort of pave the way for where I am at the moment. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. It's all superficial. You got to go deeper than that. We are all in this industry, or at least my opinion is that we have a great platform to be able to inspire, to change lives, and to use it to do good.
Excellent.
So, that's how I look at it.
And also, you're presenting on Top Billing.
Yes. That's another lovely achievement. The guys saw something. I work hard, and they eventually wanted to take me. I was going to be very busy with the whole presenter search thing if I won, because I was doing West Side Story as well as Ruri Ofuthi, which is a drama series that plays on SABC 3 around the same time on Wednesdays.
Amazing.
And I wouldn't have been readily available to have shot with Top Billing, so I think they were waiting for me to kind of just free up my schedule. And the time came and they were like, listen, you guys, do you want to work with us? And I was like, hell yes, I want to work.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did you go?
Hell yes.
Well, let me think about it. This is Top Billing. Yeah. I will definitely do Top Billing.
Yeah, exactly. Let me think about that one. How about yes?
Nice.
So what's that experience been like for you so far? I mean, you know, Top Billing is one of those shows that has been around for years and years. You get to do amazing things. You meet incredible people. You travel.
You travel
constantly.
The world.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, shit job.
Yeah. What a rubbish job. I mean, look, it's been really fantastic. It's a lot of hard work. Everybody sees the end result. Nobody really sees the process, as it is with life and every other sort of career, I guess. But I'm enjoying it. It's not anything that I'm not used to in terms of putting in the work and the hours and the blood and the sweat and the tears. But if you love what you do, you won't work a second in your life at work. Ever.
Exactly.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. It is.
Now tell us about Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty.
That is what you're doing at the moment.
This is a lot of fun. If you don't have kids, borrow some kids and watch the show. but it really releases your inner child. It's the typical story of Sleeping Beauty, but we have sort of adapted it to our sort of local pop culture, and we have a lot of sort of, what would you call it? There's innuendos and all of that kind of thing. So there's always something for the adults as well as for the kids. It's a visual spectacular. I play Prince Harry Hunkador, who is a prince, and he meets his princess in sort of a kind of a vision. And he has to look for her, and because it takes so long, he kind of starts having a lot of self-doubt. So he's a little bit insecure, so he deals with things like insecurities and self-image and self-awareness and all of that kind of thing, as well as the battle between good and evil. But it's very South Africanized, so it's very relevant to what we experiencing as South Africans, as well as remaining true to the story. So it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of laughter. There's some scary bits too, some huge surprises, and I think that it's fun for the whole family.
And it's the best time of the year as well, you know. And
absolutely,
I was actually, because I think the official launch was over the weekend, was it?
That's correct. So we had a week of previews. I think we may have done 11 shows in a week.
Wow.
The week gone by. Previews are always hectic like that. But it's really important for you to kind of feel where the audience is, where the jokes lie, where the story is going, etc., and what you need to tighten, what you need to cut out, etc.
Very good.
And then our first official opening was on the last show on the 8th, which was on Sunday. And yeah, it feels like everything came together when it should have. It actually came together, I think, the day before, the night before. So we were in a good place. We had a little bit of speed bumps in the road.
Of course.
But considering the amount of speed bumps that we had in the road, like we had a choreographer come in 2 weeks after our first choreographer had just vanished.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a bit awkward.
That's weird.
And so
disappeared.
But it was a good thing, because in those kind of situations, people really come together and you work together well as a team, because you know you've got a little bit of time, you've got a deadline, and you've got to come together. So we learned new choreography in the space of 2 weeks.
Sure.
Everybody just gelled and worked together so well. The new choreographer is great, Nicole Sheraton. And then we lost one of our leads, actually, because she had to have an emergency situation done, or whatever the case may be.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness.
Really?
So like, and real drama.
How close
in theater,
to previews was that?
That was a day before the previews.
No.
Are
you serious?
So the girl that stepped up for her has done a fantastic job.
Well,
she learned this. She learned the show.
Nicole Fortune.
Nicole
who...
She plays the princess. Sick. No, she didn't go sick. That was Candida, who plays the fairy godmother, went sick. And then Mary Ann basically learned the show in a day. She did a fantastic job.
That
so everybody has just worked together so well. We've missed Candy, and we're wishing her a speedy recovery. Nobody wishes or hopes that on anyone, because she was doing such a fantastic job. But Mary Ann has just, she slotted in so well, and everybody's doing a fantastic job.
Well, let me tell you, so I was, you know, obviously on social networks on Sunday evening, and people were talking about Idols, but a lot more people were talking about the pantomime. And they were all raving. There were no negative reviews at all, I promise you, people.
Wow.
And they particularly loved you. So immediately what I did is I emailed the publicist of the show, and I said, I'd really like to get someone on the Buzz. Do you have anyone available? And she went to the after party. She approached you. She said, would you like to be on the Buzz? And you said straight away, yes, I would. Yes, yes.
That's it.
That was it. And here you are. So I'm glad that you're on here, because you're a lead. And everyone was raving about the show. And I actually cannot wait to go and see it myself.
I can't wait for you guys to come and check it out. It is an extreme amount of fun. It really releases your inner child.
Can you sing a little bit from it?
Let me see. What song would I sing there? I
just want to get a little flavor.
Are you going to help, Jen?
No, I'm not going
to. Let me see.
I'm going to let Chris handle it.
Okay.
I'm going to just enjoy
Nikita,
listening.
You want to get involved?
Who's got the key for me?
Oh, Daniel's gone.
So you know the song, right? I've got that walk, that talk, that Fred Astaire. I walk with charm when no one dares. I'm a ladies' man. I've got that walk, that talk, that Fred Astaire. I walk with charm when no one dares. I'm a ladies' man. That's all for
this
now.
Is the perfect song for you. We love it. Wow, and you've got a great voice.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's not easy to sing this early in the morning.
Yeah. But it's okay. You've got to be prepared.
And you've got to sing night after night.
Prepared.
How do you keep the voice in condition?
Well, I drink a lot of ginger, honey, paprika, cinnamon, and what's the other one? Turmeric tea. So that keeps my voice nice and sort of healthy. And then I keep my diet healthy as well. I try and rest as often as I can. I mean, juggling everything from voiceovers to Sleeping Beauty to Top Billing can be a bit taxing on the body, but you've got to find time to respect your body. If you don't do that, you find yourself burning out faster than you'd hope to.
What is the secret to that, though? Because a lot of people don't ever find that balance. It's really difficult to find or to juggle a hectic schedule as well as your career, your health, your diet, your your social life as well, you know. Yeah. And you've got a lot of socializing that you do yourself, I'm sure. You go to events.
Sure. I go to events. I think that's where I do a lot of my socializing. Okay. Or with the cast members, with whichever show that I'm doing at the moment. But like you said, you know, I don't think there's any sort of secret to it. I think you've just got to respect your body. Sometimes you've got to cancel, but like if you feel tired or whatever the case may be, and there's something big that you should have gone to, maybe you just need to respect your body and listen and rest or whatever the case may be. It's not worth it pushing yourself over the limit or over the edge, because at the end of the day, you won't be ready to do other stuff, you know.
But tomorrow night, you are not cancelling anything, because you will be at a very special event.
I'm well rested. I will be there. I will be
you
there.
You better be there.
The event of the week.
That's
of
great.
The month. Of the year.
All of you guys are going to be there. No,
yes,
it's really
fun. Congratulations, by the way, Jen.
Thank you, Chris.
That's fantastic.
Thanks.
I'm looking forward to it.
So, Chris, what else is on the cards, maybe for 2016? Because, you know, we're starting to get to that point where, you know, you start analyzing the year gone by and setting your goals for the upcoming year.
Right.
Have you got... Because, I mean, you're kind of juggling it all at the moment. What's next?
Well,
movies?
There's been a couple of offers and opportunities with regards to film and TV as well as theater. But I'm new at Top Billing, so I'm wanting to free myself up just a little bit so that I can sort of do what I need to do and help out there, because I know that there's a lot that's going to be happening, and they're going to need as many presenters as they can have all the time. So next year I want to give a lot of my time to Top Billing. And in between I'll find sort of other things to do, like my MCing and that kind of thing. But next year I want to focus on Top Billing. I've kind of sidelined the other stuff a little bit, but if there is an opportunity for me to be able to do that, then I will, with regards to theater and film and that kind of thing. It's just gotta find a way of slotting in, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good 2016 is coming up.
Yeah. Even then, I mean, like, if I free myself up with them for next year, then at least I free myself up for the traveling bit of it as well, because if I'm bound to a show or contracted to a show, I can't really leave the country.
Yeah. Mm,
so they've asked me to travel or start traveling already, but I've been unable to because of certain commitments prior to me becoming a presenter there. So next
year. So where do you want to go?
Travel, yeah. I want to go everywhere.
Okay, three top places.
Three top places. I definitely want to go to the Maldives. I haven't been there.
And Top Billing loves the Maldives.
That's
let's be
true.
Honest. They always go there.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. You'll
go
with them.
Maldives. I want to go to Scotland.
Okay.
Oh,
interesting choice.
Yeah.
I was there last year for the EMAs, the MTV EMA.
Oh, very nice. How
Scotland was
it?
Great. I loved it.
I can imagine.
Up your kilt.
Yeah, people were super cool.
Kilt.
But that's an interesting. That was what I was not expecting. And what's the third place?
And the third place would probably be there's so many.
Carefully
there's
here.
So many. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was thinking of New York.
Yeah,
you see, there you go.
Yeah, Jace was hoping. He's like, Jace is trying to find somebody.
Listen, when
somebody's
your director isn't available, or your producer isn't available, and you need to do some pickup shots, or you know, someone to kind of direct the insert, holla at your boy.
Holla at your
That's
boy.
It.
Yeah,
for
I'm
sure.
There. I'm
we'll
there.
Do it together.
Cool, sweet, awesome. Chris, where do we find you on the social networks, man?
At Chris Jafta, ChrisJafta, that's Twitter as well as Instagram. And then Christopher Jafta is my Facebook fan page.
There you go.
Very nice.
Awesome, man. Well, it's great that you stopped by the studio. Thank you for giving us your time today on The Buzz.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here amongst the greats.
I think we need to get a little soundbite.
Definitely.
From Chris.
Okay.
You know, because it's his... It's his Top Billing voice. We've got to bring that through. Because, you know, Top Billing has a good evening and welcome to Top Billing.
That's the one thing they didn't want me to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're changing it.
No, I mean, they've since we started with the competition, they were like, listen, be yourself. Don't try. Because I came in there thinking, okay, cool. I've got to give you my, you know, this is my MC voice.
Yeah.
And this is what it's going to be. And they were like, no, just be yourself, be real. And I think that's the reason why they wanted me, you know what I mean? Because they find, if you truly original and unique and you work hard and you've got what it takes, then the rest would be history.
And it falls into place, yeah. So there you go. Yeah. There's the top villain voice.
Oh, if you like it? You can. Is that the one?
No, I think you should give us one that we can use.
All right. So what do you want me? What do you want me to say?
You've got to include all our names. You've got to include the buzz. You've got to include Cliff Central, and you've got to do it in 10 seconds.
All right. So it's Nikita, Jason, and Jensu.
Sure.
All right.
Do you need some music?
Yeah, yeah. I like the beat that's playing.
Is that
now.
Beat?
Oh yes. For real, this is
Put it up a little bit to see.
You know, I'm about to spit the rhyme.
It's
yeah,
like
I'm
ready
be like,
to rap.
Move to the vibe. We're grooving tonight. Gentlemen, if they fly, let them in. Move your hands, move your feet, clap. If you're feeling the beat, snap. Woo! Up, down, left, right. Everybody dressed tight. It's out of this world like Mars and Venus, like E equals MC squared. Pure genius. Word.
Damn.
Damn. That
all right,
was good.
But I didn't include anyone's names.
Yeah, that was just off the cuff.
That was just like a starter.
But I loved it. Wow. Very impressive.
Well, everybody, I hope you've been listening up. This is Cliff Central with Jason Nikita and Jen Su and myself, Christopher Jafta from Tom Billing. Catch me at the Joburg Theatre doing Sleeping Beauty from Wednesdays to Sundays. You're about to have a ball. Let your inner child out.
There you go. Very nice. Thank you so much for joining us, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Chris.
And guys, we have to wrap up as well.
Already?
Yeah, it's time. Sure, laws of life are about to kick us out. They're waving. Kate is waving.
Kate, so. And where's Gary Hertzberg? My favorite. Those two. We love them. They're coming in. They're taking over right here on cliffcentral.com.
Jen, good luck for tomorrow night.
Thank you.
We're very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
And we will be back next week between 11 and 12 right here on cliffcentral.com. Nikita, have a good week.
You too. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Jen, you too, Jace.
See you soon. Bye.
Flip side.
The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.